LCMS Disaster Response provides guidance and assistance to congregations who seek to proclaim the gospel and show mercy in the wake of disasters. We can bring capacity to your congregation through on-site assessment, volunteer training and congregation preparedness, and through grants direct to your congregation. For more information, follow us on Facebook, keyword LCMS Disaster Response, or visit our website at lcms.org/disaster. That's lcms.org/disaster.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Well, it's one after another in this case, literally. Hurricane Harvey hits the southern coast of Texas, and Hurricane Irma decides to, well, if staying on its present course, go visit almost every place in the state of Florida that a person can visit, only it's not a person. Irma is a hurricane and doing the kind of damage that these hurricanes do, a big opportunity for relief efforts. Joining us to talk about Hurricane Irma and Harvey relief, Dr. Ross Johnson, Director of Disaster Response for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Dr. Johnson, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thanks, Todd.
Let's begin with Irma. You're headed down there from a visit to Texas. What are you hearing about the conditions in Florida so far?
Well, especially on the Gulf Coast, we're hearing about a lot of power outages across the state, and that could be lasting up to 2, maybe 3 weeks in some spots. In the Naples area, there's going to be a lot of wind damage, and along the Gulf Coast, there's a lot of wind damage. As we go farther north, we're expecting to see a lot more rain damage and water damage.
So what are your immediate plans when you arrive? Where are you headed initially, and what are your immediate plans?
Well, our plan is to make an assessment along with the districts and the congregations of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod of the areas where we have congregations of what the biggest need is. Some areas, they might need tree removal. Some might need flood and water mitigation. Others might just need prayer support. So it all depends on what the needs of the congregations and the communities where the congregations are. That's how we respond. We utilize our congregations as a web into communities so that we can show the love and the mercy of Christ to those who are in need.
Talk a little bit about what you have just left, which was at least the initial efforts at relief after Hurricane Harvey in Texas.
Yeah, absolutely. And that hurricane was so large, different parts of the state were affected differently. So along the Gulf Coast of Texas, along Rockport and Corpus Christi, most of the damage was all wind damage. And there's a large need for tree removal, and we have teams that are removing trees as we speak. Then as we moved into Houston, we were able to see a lot more flood damage. And even right now, as Irma is beating up the coastline of Florida and going into Atlanta and to Georgia and South Carolina, still underwater are many parts of Houston and Beaumont, Texas.
So when someone is displaced, are there still people who cannot get back home?
There are. Just a few days ago, we were in the Houston amphitheater where there's a lot of refugees and people that have been displaced that are living there. And a lot of times it's the poorest of the poor, people that don't have another place to go to, someone to stay with. They don't have the means to get out of the path of hurricanes. And they're completely desperate and completely reliant on help. We went there for a day and prayed with people, met with them, helped them out. Many of them are handicapped or in wheelchairs. We were wheeling them to different places for them to eat their meals. And there's a lot of need across Houston and now across Florida and into Georgia.
Well, I guess I've got to wonder how you do two at once, because even though Irma may not have the same kind of property damage and maybe devastation of people's lives and perhaps even their ability to return home, make a living, things like that, it still is a hurricane. How do you do two at once?
It makes it very tricky, especially for the amount of needs that there are. Two catastrophic hurricanes hitting within a couple of weeks of each other. It's a strain on resources. It's a strain on FEMA. It's a strain on the NGOs. It's a strain on the country, as there's so much concern. And I think a lot of people are concerned that what's happening with Irma is going to completely eclipse all the need and all the things that are happening with Harvey, and people are going to forget about Harvey and Texas and the needs that continue to be in Texas. Well, there's also going to be new needs, new opportunities to help out those who are in Florida and Georgia. But tragically, it's not an either or, it's a both and that we need to be responding to, praying for, thinking about, helping out with, all at the same time.
Does this highlight something we discussed when we spoke with you after Harvey that you mentioned, and that is the absolute need when you're talking about the broad scope of the devastation, the long term of this kind of relief effort, and it is much longer than most people assume, the need for a coordinated effort, one that isn't simply catch-as-catch-can or ad hoc?
Yeah, and that's one thing that we do as the Lutheran Church. There's so many organizations that will be coming in for a couple few weeks, and then they leave, and they're on to the next disaster. But we as the church, and as we respond through our congregations, we've been there before the disasters, we're suffering through the disasters, not just with our members, but with the community at large, and we're going to be there for hopefully decades and decades to come. And in some places, like in New Orleans area, we've been doing outreach as the Lutheran Church and doing work for years and years after Katrina. And we plan on helping out as long as it is needed with Harvey and also with Irma. But as we reach out and as we help those who are in need, we do it in the name of Christ. And it's something that makes our church-based response different. Of course, we help people out with their temporal and earthly needs. But when someone loses everything, they also have a spiritual crisis that they're going through. And that's where we as the church, we come alongside of the person. We pray for them. We listen to them. We invite them into church, where ultimately they hear the preaching of the gospel, where they're receiving Christ's body and blood for the forgiveness of sins, where they're hearing long gospel sermons that not only are they in a sinful, broken world, but that God has come to rescue them from the brokenness of this world. And that's where we as the church are able to respond in ways that the federal government can't, or so many other NGOs can't respond, because we have the gospel.
So finally then, talk about what our listeners can do now for this dual need of relief effort after both Harvey and Irma. What can our listeners do?
Praying for those who have are victims financially, are going through financial crises. There's opportunities to volunteer and also to give. And the best thing to give at this point is dollars. And there's a great need for dollars, because with dollars can buy the things that are needed at this moment, at this time, to help the people that need it the most. So that's the best thing that anybody can do at this point. Also, to find out more education, to find out more and to be educated about what's happening, whether it's what your church is doing or what the needs of the area is. One way that you can find out more information is to go to lcms.org/disaster. That's lcms.org/disaster. Or follow on Facebook, LCMS Disaster Response. And you're going to be getting updates about what is the latest thing that we're doing, where we're working, where the greatest needs are, and also some of the wonderful things that are happening.
Dr. Ross Johnson is Director of Disaster Response for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. You can help the victims of Hurricanes Irma and Harvey by making a tax-deductible gift to LCMS Disaster Response. Simply call toll-free 1-888-930-4438. Or contribute online, as you heard, lcms.org/disaster, lcms.org/disaster. Ross, thank you, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
On the other side of the break, we continue our series on the Lord's Prayer with Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, publisher of a new resource called Lord, Teach Us to Pray. We have come to the one that is probably the most difficult for us to pray, if we're honest about it. It's easy to talk about those things that seem more abstracted from us, like God's name and things like that. But when we ask, thy will be done, well, spiritually, if you're like me, you always do it with your fingers crossed just a little bit. My will is what I think is best for me, and it's hard to dislodge that idea from our minds and hearts. We're going to talk about that and the petition, Thy Will Be Done, with Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, right after this.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran Learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
Children are a heritage from the Lord, but what of those who've not been given the gift of a child? The cross of barrenness affects not only childless couples, it affects the family, friends, and pastors who love and care for them. I'm Katie Schuerman, and I'm partnering with Emmanuel Press to publish the second edition of my book, He Remembers the Barren, a story about the hope and contentment found only in Christ, no matter the cross we bear. Visit emmanuelpress.us to learn more. emmanuelpress.us.
Creo en Dios Padre Todopoderoso. Millones confesan los credos cada semana. ¿Pero por qué? Aprende más sobre los credos cristianos y las confesiones luteranas este mes en The Lutheran Witness. Recibe 6 ediciones de la revista principal de la Iglesia Luterana Sínodo de Missouri para $6.99 por visitar acph.org/trilutheranwitness. The Lutheran Witness, interpretando a un mundo contemporáneo desde una perspectiva cristiana.
Ever attended an Issues Etc. conference or any number of events that take place across the Synod and wondered why more people from your congregation aren't there? Then check out the special seminar package the CLCC is offering for the 500th anniversary. All you need so your circuit can prepare, promote, and present a seminar that will appeal to all the members of your congregation, provided for free by the CLCC. Just go to theclcc.org, theclcc.org, and click on the blue box, or check us out on Facebook.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans, you're listening to Issues Etc.
For 28 years, I had the privilege of serving as a chaplain in the United States Navy.
Dr. Dan Gard, retired Rear Admiral and President of Concordia University Chicago, on the need for military chaplains.
During that time, I was able to bring word and sacrament to so many young people and their families, our sons and daughters spread throughout the world. Truly a privilege and an honor, and today there are other chaplains that must follow. We need more LCMS chaplains in all branches of the military. It's an incredible, amazing mission opportunities to go to places no other pastor can go, but to go with the same tools that any other pastor brings wherever he goes, word and sacrament.
You can find out more about the vocation of military chaplain at lcms.org/armedforces. The LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces, lcms.org/armedforces.